You're with Sounds Good, our midday music and community conversation program. I'm Austin Carter, and I'm joined in studio by Kathy Hodge of the Humane Society of Callaway County. And we've also got Buster and Venus here with us. Kathy, first, welcome back to Sounds Good today. How are you?
Thank you. Glad to be here. And we're doing fine. And I've got two very different dogs today, but they were both there and they were both so cute, and I just couldn't bear to leave them behind. So
absolutely, you got something for everybody today.
I do. We've got a little six-week-old. We're thinking lab mix. It's a guess because he was found in a service station parking lot under a box, so we don't have any history other than that. But he's about 6 weeks old, and he's black with little white tips on his feet and just an adorable personality.
Yeah.
And then we've got Venus with us. She's about between 4 and 5 months old. She and a lot of her family, it looked like, were dropped off in a very rural area out in the county. And so she is where the Buster's little, you know, sort of black lab looking puppy.
Mm-hmm.
She is absolutely the opposite. She looks sort of terrier like, maybe even schnauzerish or something, but she's got the cutest little light caramel colored coat, and it's real soft. It's not, it doesn't have that, you know, sort of the wiry texture that you sometimes think of. It's a soft coat. And she's pretty and tan, like I said, sort of a light caramel color all over. She was super shy when she came to us, and so she's been in a couple of foster homes now, and she's figuring out that life is actually a pretty good place to be. And so she's liking the world now these days. And we brought her up today, and we're anxious to see how she maneuvered, you know, through the elevators and the studio and everybody messing with her. And I think she's doing great. So.
Yeah, she's very cute, but you can tell she's a little bit reserved.
Yeah, she's not going to get down and just jump up in your face, but I was looking at her just now. As soon as you said something, she had to figure out where you were and what are you doing. And
exactly. Yeah.
So she's much more attentive to everything now, and not in a frightened way, but in an interested way. And that's been a huge, huge improvement. So I think she's going to be just fine.
Yeah. They're beautiful, beautiful looking dogs. And sometimes when we bring puppies in here, they're a little bit more active or a little bit crazier, but both Buster and Venus are
pretty laid back.
They're sticking to the laps that they're on.
Absolutely. And Venus weighs about, I think, 12 pounds right now. And so she's not, no reason to think she's going to be a terribly large dog, but may get to be a medium-sized dog. And little Buster, of course, is only 6 weeks old, so it's really hard to tell. He's only 5 or 6 pounds right now. But if we're guessing right on the lab part, he probably will just be a, you know, medium to large dog when he's finished growing, which is going to be a while.
Yeah. So for folks who might be interested in either of these pets, do they have any particular needs good with... You know, not good with kids, good with kids.
Of course, Buster's so little that he's hard to tell. But the thing that's been fun to watch with him is that he wants to go wherever his people are going. So he don't even have to have him on a leash. He just follows you every step you take. So if you don't want a Velcro dog, he would not be the one for you. Because I think he's going to attach himself to his person or to his other dog in the household or whatever. And then little Venus one of the things that we've thought was really cute with her is she adores cats. There's cats in her foster home. And one of the first pictures I saw of her was her and the two kittens that are about 8 or 9 months old, all curled up with her in the crate asleep, you know.
Oh, wow.
So she loves cat-friendly, you know, if it's a dog-friendly cat, she would be in heaven with that. And she loves to lay on the couch, sit in your lap. She's very, you know, very social and lovable that way. And neither one of them appear to have that super independent streak that, you know, would make them not be wanting to be with you all the time. I think they're both going to be very social with their people.
Yeah. Well, we're still kind of in the end of the summer. It's still quite hot outside. We'll remind people, as we do during this time of year, what the best strategies are for keeping outside pets cool and happy.
Yeah, so we've still got 2 or 3 months of weather where you need to be sure that your animals have water. That's the big thing. I'd make sure that your whatever water holders that you have are not something that the dogs can easily knock over. Make sure your outdoor cats, if you've got, you know, feral cats in your neighborhood or outdoor cats, have easy access to fresh water, because it's not always easy for them to find this time of year. And just, you know, if you've got room for a kiddie pool, you know, for them to get in and out of the water to keep cooled off. But shade and water are just the two biggest things that people don't need to forget about.
Absolutely. You all have a really interesting event coming up this weekend that's a fundraiser for the Humane Society. Tell us a little bit about this event, this 50-state tour.
Right. This is our fourth year to be part of the 50 States Tour with Patrick Lomantini. He is from Wichita, Kansas. He's a hairstylist. And 5 years ago, he started this 50 States Tour where he goes all 50 states, making at least one stop at a hair salon or a studio and making and doing haircuts that day for donations for the local one of the local animal agencies. So this will be the fourth year that he's been here in Murray with us. He for a $20 donation, he'll give you a trim or a haircut, or if you don't need a trim or a haircut and you just want to say thank you, you know, to him for his dedication to all the animals and just meet him, you're welcome to come by the hair studio on Saturday between 8 and probably around 5 or 5:30 and meet him, make a donation. We're accepting pet food donations and obviously monetary donations. Mm-hmm. And he's actually not quite halfway through his tour because he started on July the 15th up in Maine, and he'll be going through October 20th and ending in Wichita back at his home. Mm-hmm. So he's going to be going like 18,000 miles, I think it is, by car, and then he flies to Hawaii and Alaska in the middle of all of that 91-day tour. But he stops at, like I say, hair salons. He's at the hair studio here in Murray on on Sycamore and 9th Street, and it's just it's amazing. He's an amazing person to have that kind of dedication to.
Yeah.
Calling attention to the plight of homeless animals, you know, all over the country, including here in Murray, and then being willing to put his time and his effort into making this happen, because he doesn't take any of the donation money for himself. I mean, it is all ours that we get that day, and he does that in every place where he stops.
And to use his skill to benefit. Yeah. Benefit the pets is really great. So do folks need to call ahead or make an appointment?
Making appointments, because we don't want anybody to have to just hang
wait
out,
all day,
you know.
Yeah.
So, but you can make an appointment. You can either go to forthepets@yahoo.com and just email us with an appointment time that you would like to have, and then we'll get immediately back with you and confirm everything. Or you can call our office at 270-759-1884, and we can do it over the phone as well. Mm-hmm. So we still got some openings, mostly in the afternoon. So I hope that people will give us a call, and we can fill up most all of our appointments for Saturday.
Yeah. Well, hopefully anyone who needs a trim or a style will give you a call and get in on this event and help out some wonderful animals, too. Kathy, is there anything else that you all have coming up that you'd like to mention?
No, but I do want to remind folks that we do post all of our adoptable pets on our website. So you can go to forthepets.org. And Venus and Buster are just getting their pictures made today and will be going up on the adoptable pets. And then we have some other wonderful puppies and kittens. And so, you know, if you're just in the market to add another animal member to your family, you know, it's a great place to stop and check it out.
Absolutely. Well, thank you for being with us today, Kathy. Venus and Buster are beautiful. I am taken by Venus already. She's very, very cute. So if you're out there listening, you want to see these wonderful puppies, visit our website, WKMS.org, or visit forthepets.org as well, and that you can find pictures of them later today.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks for being with us, Kathy. We'll see you again next month.
Thank you.
We're Murray State's 91.3 WKMS, your home for music and news that sound good.